Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, these movie and TV cliches, we are going to start testing these out. And the one that we're focusing on this week is the spontaneous applause that always breaks out after a public wedding proposal, just like the one that we saw on Survivor last week.
If you don't mind, I'd like to say something to her.
Oh, everybody's getting excited right there.
You came a long way in this crazy game. I've seen you at your highest high and your lowest low. In between it all, we worked together as a team to accomplish so much. And in the end, I ended up falling in love with you.
Here it comes. Listen to the crowd.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I love you with all my heart.
And everybody is applauding, and they're starting the wave, and all the John 3:16 signs come out.
I love you with all my heart.
Yo, wicked beautiful.
Seriously, we'll have a piss of life together.
I've been out in a lot of restaurants and a lot of bars and a lot of public places, and I have yet to see one of those. Have you?
I've seen more than one.
You have, really?
Really? Yep. Seriously.
And people do break into applause. I've seen one at a baseball game.
I don't believe it.
And I've seen, where did I see? I saw one at a baseball game.
It's up on the Jumbotron.
Oh, and I saw one just recently. We were at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas, and I think that was the hotel, and they have like an indoor garden, like with plants, with the water show.
Uh-huh.
So we were in the water show, and there's this big, huge, like marble staircase going up to maybe some, what are they called, conference rooms or something upstairs. And we saw a guy, while we were in there, we saw the guy get down on the knee and propose to the girl on the steps of the, I think, of Bellagio, and everybody broke into applause.
They were filming Ocean's 12.
And they need to get some better looking actors and actresses.
Hey, Lori, you think you've seen this also?
It happened to me.
Okay, tell me all about it.
My husband took me out to dinner at Cafe Lily in Decatur. And he had it set up with, he knows the owner. Had everything set up. We ordered nothing off the menu. We had a 7-course meal. Everything was absolutely wonderful. At the end of the dinner, we had dessert and champagne. My ring was in the bottom of the champagne glass, and he got down on one knee, proposed to me. Everybody started clapping and cheering, taking our picture. It was absolutely wonderful. Strangers were coming over congratulating us. It was wonderful. It does happen, Bert.
How embarrassed would you be if, like, he gets up on a table or he gets up on a chair, which is what Phil Turan is going to do here in a couple of minutes, makes the proposal, and everybody just keeps on eating.
No, right. They can't even see you.
No one even cares.
Shut up.
You see that?
Hey, Phil.
You see that? Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Real good. I'm really nervous.
Well, it's the first time you've ever proposed to a beautiful woman.
Exactly.
Plus, you're not used to talking to girls in general.
Exactly. And I know her, too, and that makes it even worse. You got to be more comfortable.
I think Tracy looked visibly nervous when she left here.
She is. She is, too. You know why?
Because she's like, oh, my God, it's going to jinx it, and then Scott's never going to propose.
I don't want to make you more nervous or anything, but Scott Kinney's waiting outside your office. He said he's going to beat your ass when you get back.
I think
we had that discussion this weekend.
I think Tracy even said, like, last week, her boyfriend, Scott, was like, I know this is all for the radio and stuff, but it's really kind of bumming me out that someone's going to propose to you before I do.
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
I told Scott to make him feel better that when we kiss, I won't use my tongue. So it'll just be a deep kiss.
Atta boy. All right, so set the scene for me. Where are you guys? How many people are around?
Okay, actually, where we're at right now is Caribou Coffee. And this is the most crowded place we found. There's about 15 people in here.
Oh, good.
And it's actually a pretty good crowd in here. And they've got some people doing some early morning business discussions, and you know, of course, people are obviously getting their coffee and reading the paper and everything, so it's actually a good crowd. It's not a bad crowd at all.
Okay, now is your game plan to stand up on a chair or something and publicly, you know, announce your love for Tracy and break off in a proposal at that point?
Well, that was my question, because, you know, they have that commercial, I think it's that jewelry commercial, where we were talking about the guy standing out in the courtyard and he's yelling at the top of his lungs,
I love this woman. And then she whispers in his ear, I love this man.
Come So,
yeah, that's your next studies. I want you to go to a busy place where there's a lot of pigeons and yell out, and I want to see if they all fly off in unison.
Well, so do you want me to make a big scene and get everybody's attention?
Well, yes. I think you have to be on a chair and say something like, excuse me, blah, 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 and then profess your love for Tracy. You got to say something sweet to get everybody on your side. And then you say, that's why I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And you get on a knee and blah, blah, blah. Does that sound right?
Yeah, sounds about right. Tell her she needs to look shocked, like it's a total surprise.
Right now, she's reading the paper. She has no interest in me whatsoever right now.
And at some point during the proposal, I want you to use the sentence, I know you're my sister.
And Phil, don't break character. Like, don't start laughing in the middle of it.
Yeah, man, you got to be totally serious.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I told her. I was like, as I'm doing this, I'm going to try really hard to look you in the eye, but I might have to kind of stare over your head.
Just pretend it's intern Jen.
There you go. But intern Jen's on Tracy's body.
No, you remember that? I retract that earlier tongue comment.
All right, the floor is yours, man. Go for it, all right? Again, we are testing the movie and TV cliche that a public wedding proposal will always get a big round of applause.
Jen, okay, you know it's not real, right?
Just I know. Nervous. I just, like, all of a sudden got nervous for
Did you hear what she just... She went,
She's tearing up over there.
Oh. God, I hope she said yes.
She was mouthing to Melissa, I'm really nervous.
Damn, I don't know what. I think I just got nervous for Phil that he's going to have to be publicly embarrassed in front of all these people. But go ahead, honey.
That's a stress for him.
Yeah. Are y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, if I can have y'all's attention for just 2 seconds, just give me just 1 second. I hate to bug you. I know you're in the middle of coffee and getting ready for work and everything, but this is my girlfriend, Tracy. I love her more than anything in the entire world. And it's kind of special. We had our first date here, and I just want y'all to know how much I love this girl right now, and I'm so in love with her, I can't even see straight. And so I have a question I want to ask you. I'm shaking. Tracy, the past 4 years have been the best 4 years of my entire life, and I love you so much. You are my everything. You're my best friend. When I go to bed at night, I love having you there beside me. When I wake up in the morning, you start my day off great just by knowing you're beside me. That's you make gross. Me want to be a better person, and I love you so much, and I just want to know if you would marry me. Come here. She said yes. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
They're absolutely applauding.
Why did you think they wouldn't?
I just never saw it before. I just thought it was a movie cliche. Sorry. Very nicely done.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Looking for the new J-Lo number. She just got married over the weekend again.
She did. For the third time, she married Mark Anthony in a secret ceremony in the back of her Los Angeles mansion this past Saturday. And, we're just talking about... How is it possible that she's been married 3 times at 34 years old? And who's been married and divorced more times than J-Lo?
Good morning, Tamika.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I was going to tell you, after I saw your number, that it came up, Phil actually puts up sometimes a brief description of the call. When I saw the number that you're about to tell us about, I thought this would be the greatest call that we were going to take. But we have some that can actually beat you.
Really?
Yes. Go ahead.
My mom has been married 7 times by the time she was 38 years old and divorced.
Seven times.
Okay, now you're 38.
You've got to go through the number, just like what age and how long it lasted. Like when
the first marriage, she was 17, lasted for about a year. Mm-hmm. The second one, she was probably about 18, and it lasted for about a year. Mm-hmm. The third one was 9 years. She was probably 22, I'm going to say. The fourth one, I'm going to say she was about 35, lasted for about a week.
1 week? 7 days?
After 9 years, then the next one lasts a week.
How long did she know the 1 week guy for?
Before she married him?
Yeah.
Probably about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, come on now. Really?
That's like
I am dead serious.
Oh, man. Now, I'm curious, which one were you a part of?
Actually, she had me when she was 16, so she wasn't married when she had me.
Okay.
So, and then the one after the week lasted about a month. Mm-mm. And then it lasted 2 years.
Wow.
And she divorced now, right?
Yes, she hasn't been married in 3 years, so she's
She's doing pretty good right now.
It's like a breather.
Now, that gets expensive, doesn't it? I mean, is it expensive?
She's gotten to where she can do it herself.
Oh, she should do it at a QT.
Like a lottery ticket, please, in a divorce. Thank you so much.
Now, have you ever talked to her about this?
Yeah.
I'm just curious why she says she keeps falling in love with these guys, because when we heard about J-Lo and Mark Anthony this morning, my thought was, how many times do you really truly fall in love in one lifetime? And for me, at least, my belief has got to be it's just once for me.
Well, she'll sit there and tell you that she probably thought she was in love with him, but you know, afterwards she realized she wasn't.
Yeah, after day five, she realized.
Right. Right. Yeah, really, exactly. Not in love
with once the weekend rolled around, she realized it's just for her.
Well, I think that we all. I think that we all fall in love a lot, like as a teenager, and it, you know, when you're younger. I mean, you've said the L word to somebody besides Stacy. You felt like you were in love before, and once you gain that experience and you decide to make the commitment. That's, you know, that's the marriage thing, but over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah. You realize.
It's like, okay, everybody does that as a teenager, but it seems like some people just never grow out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm just looking at Bert laughing because why did you say the L word at times? Like, because
I really felt it from the bottom of my something.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bert.
Bottom of your boxer shorts.
Right. Because I was just wondering if some people. I really think, and I know I did it. I've done it where I mistake love for infatuation. All about the person, and it's not love.
But there's some trigger that makes you realize that. At some point, I'm not going to marry this person. It could be after 20 minutes, if you know what I mean. But, there's got to be some trigger that lets you know that this is infatuation and not the real thing.
Right.
Morning, Ronnie. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey. I was just calling because my aunt, I'm sitting here trying to figure out everybody. There's seven that I know of for sure. I know there's faces that I don't know names of. And she's 36. The first time she was married, she was either 17 or 18. And I think the longest one was like 6 months, I think. It's like a running joke in our family not to even get to know the guys at Christmas because they're not even going to be there for Easter.
It's like you need flashcards at the Christmas table.
I'm telling you.
How many hyphens are in her last name? This is my aunt, you know, Willoughby Weiss Carter Hobby Dollar.
Yeah, her business card would have to be a legal pad at this point. Seven times by the time she was 36.
It's more than that. That's just what I know, and I'm only 21, so I hadn't even met all of them.
Oh, my God. I'm fascinated. Women, can't you just date the guy? That's how I always felt about J-Lo. Why can't you just date instead of having to worry yourself about getting engaged and getting married?
With J-Lo, we're going, why can't you just be alone for more than 5 minutes?
Exactly.
Good morning, David. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys. I dated a girl. We got engaged, and then when it come down to talking about how many times you've been engaged and stuff like that, she revealed she was married 5 different times.
How old was she at that point?
She was not even 30. I think she was about 28, 29.
Oh my God.
5 times by the time she was 28 years
she
old.
She married the same guy twice. With other people between that.
Oh. Now was that a deal breaker? Did you break off the engagement?
Yes, we broke it off after she showed me what she calls her man ring. It was a ring that with all the engagement stones in it.
Oh no.
And it was almost like a snake figured ring with gold leaves in between it, but it had 5 stones in it.
She took all.
Oh my God, this chick is like a movie, man.
She took all her engagement rings and merged them into one ring.
And when I left, I'm sure my stone got added to it.
I'm sure, man.
My man ring.
Unbelievable. Thanks, dude. By the time she was 28 and has a man ring to show for it.
Yes.
The Bert Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In the meantime, brand new Burt Show phone scam.
Calling up a woman who just can't seem to get the computers or the copiers or any of the electronic equipment in the office working. I call up with a solution. Maybe she should just stop using it.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Michelle, please.
This is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. This is Justin with the central office.
Oh, finally. I'm so glad you finally called.
And you've been having quite a few technical problems with the equipment down there, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It has been a nightmare. Okay. Everyone in the office has been having so many problems. We're backed up on everything because the computer is breaking down, the copier machine, the ink is not working. There's so many malfunctions. Are we getting new equipment?
The equipment that you have is fine. We were in there after hours about a week ago, and we looked at the equipment. The equipment's fine.
Yeah, it's fine for a day, but never consistently. It's always...
Well, we found out what the problem was. If I could come up right out and say this, then we'll discuss the solution. The problem with the equipment is you.
Excuse me?
The problem with the equipment is you.
Are you kidding? How could it be me? I mean, how could it possibly be me when everyone in the office is... having the same complaints. We're calling all the companies, all the manufacturer to find out
right.
what the problem is. Troubleshooting for hours. I mean, I've been on the phone literally my whole shift trying to troubleshoot and find out what's wrong with the computer on particular days. How could it possibly be me?
Right. Well, we've noticed that on days when you're not working, there aren't any problems with the copiers, with the computers, with any of the equipment, with the three-hole punch. You know, everything works fine.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that you could actually even say something like that when everyone has complained.
Right, but they only have complaints when you're working.
Oh, my gosh. But so, I'm not the only one using this equipment, so how could you pinpoint me as the culprit?
Well, we think you're the most technically inadequate. Have you ever worked with electronic equipment before?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I'm very computer literate, and I do know my electronics. I mean, I'm not a whiz or a tech, you know. By the time I get through calling
right.
troubleshooting, I automatically know more about the computers.
Do you have at home? Do you have like a VCR, a microwave, an answering machine?
Who doesn't? Excuse me. Who doesn't? Who doesn't have a computer and microwave and who doesn't?
And you can handle those okay? Are you a good driver?
Excuse me. I thought you were calling to actually help me solve this solution so that we could better work at this company than. To call and accuse me. Now you're into my home and into my private appliances.
Not,
as if that. What does that have to do with the equipment that's at this job?
I'm not accusing you. I'm just trying to point out that the problem seems to be when you get on a computer, then it breaks. When you make a copy, then it breaks. When you use the electric stapler, it breaks.
Do you have a camera in your office? Are you recording these? Do you have date and time that you actually see that when I use it, it actually breaks?
Well,
or are you listening to someone else in the office that may not want to take responsibility for actually using the equipment themselves?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We have a solution for this. You know, for the time being, until we figure something else out, maybe we can get some simpler equipment with some big, colorful buttons that you can work. But
big, colorful buttons? Now you're insulting my intelligence.
Maybe what we could do is you could have other people make copies for you.
So
maybe.
What is the point of me being at work? I have my own job. Sarah next door to me or in the other cubicle just get up and make copies for me? I can't use the machines now? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, what we'll do is we'll assign you, like, we were thinking maybe Nicole could be your buddy because you guys have the same shift more often than not. So Nicole's like your copy buddy.
Nicole barely knows how to use the equipment herself. Nicole is barely at work herself, so when she calls off, what do I do then?
Well, then you'll have like a backup copy buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
We have actually found, and please appreciate this, because it wasn't easy to find a manual typewriter.
I don't know how. Now, listen. You are talking about 2004, and you keep claiming that you don't want to upset me or insult my intelligence, but you've done all of those things and above, and now you're telling me that you want me to peck, and now that is the final straw. I mean, now that's something I actually don't know how to use. I don't know how to use a manual typewriter. I haven't used one in at least 20 years.
Okay, let me ask you this. How much more upset would you be now if I told you that we're going to ask you to use the stairs instead of the elevator?
You know what? You don't even run the elevators. How could you tell me not to use the elevator?
We're just scared of having you around any sort of electronic equipment, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that you're actually telling me that I have to use the stairs now.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Well, just, you know, if you get into work 5 minutes late, we're not going to penalize you. We already spoke with Terry. She understands. She sees the challenges that you have with complicated things, so she understands.
I don't believe that Terry said anything like that because she's always complimenting me on how competent I am and how sufficient I am on the job as office manager. So,
well, Terry, she's worried that if she upsets you that you'll break stuff more.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, when you talk to Terry, tell her for me, if you would, please, that Jeff with the Burt Show called at All the Hits Q100 and you've just been phone scammed.
What? Stop playing. Oh, my gosh. I knew this had to be, possibly. I mean, oh, my gosh.
And if
so you actually
I think it,
call, okay, this is a prank. This is not serious.
Right, and I think if you turn around and look through the window in Terry's office, everybody's standing in there, and I think they're probably laughing at you.
Oh, right, I see them now, and they think it's really super, super funny. Ha, 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 the joke's on me.
We will scam you.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.